VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Cynthia's key ingredients will nurture and delight the palate, heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Dodona.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern-Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. And I also write a Romancing the Table blog, where you can follow my romantic dinners and travels. And I recently hosted a Greek island destination cooking class video in Santorini, Greece, which you can see on my website and also hear replays of the Romancing the Table blog and this show. So that's moderndaygoddess.com if you want to check that out. You know, I really love doing this show and bringing great insights to you on how you can enjoy more love, romance, joy, happiness, and love-infused memories at the table. And today's show is on one of my favorite topics, romantic getaways. You know, as a newlywed with a passion for celebrating life, love, and food, and especially my marriage, I love taking romantic getaways with my husband, Jim. And while I do enjoy romantic times at home, there's nothing like getting away from it all and spending quality time with the one you love. I know we have couples as well as singles who listen to the show, and I want you to remember that you can also take a wonderful getaway trip that celebrates your own loving self and friends, whether you have a partner or not. So plan, make those travel arrangements. You know, I really enjoy visiting wonderful hotels and dining in the restaurants and going to see great shows. There's something about the whole experience of seeing live performers on stage that's truly magical. And I love hotels and their beautiful decor and the helpful staff and delicious cuisine. It really makes you feel that you're away from it all and you're being taken care of. And on today's show, in a little while, we'll be speaking with Cirque du Soleil publicist Cara Luttrell, who's going to tell us about the Beatles' Love, which is performed by Cirque du Soleil, and which my husband and Jim and I had a marvelous time seeing at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. After that, we'll be speaking with Tori Martindale, who's a sous chef at Bella Vista at the Four Seasons Resort, Biltmore, Santa Barbara, where Jim and I had a delicious romantic meal and a relaxing couples massage at their spa, where we could hear the ocean waves from our treatment room. It was truly wonderful. And I'll be posting photos of our romantic trips on my blog in a few days after the show, which can be accessed via my website, moderndaygoddess.com. My wish for you is by the end of this show, you'll be inspired to create your own romantic getaway to reconnect and celebrate your love relationship. And before I talk about a romantic getaway to Las Vegas and Santa Barbara, California, I want to respond to all this wonderful audience feedback we've been getting. And you've been telling me how much you've been enjoying the topics and the guests and the information. And now that I do this show called Romancing the Table, where I share all these romantic dinners and travels, I keep being asked by others how they can have these consistent romantic date nights. So I just repeat this section in most of my shows because I am delighted by receiving your comments that say you're starting to enjoy more consistent date nights as well as making time for romantic getaway. So bravo, this just makes me so happy to know that you guys are sharing quality time. Now, I'm often asked how I began enjoying romantic date nights. So the way it happened is when I was looking for premarital advice right before I got married over a year ago. Yes, I'm a newlywed for the first time in my 40s. I asked a therapist for tips on how to have a strong and happy marriage, and he said one thing was to spend quality time with each other each week and schedule it. So this includes weekly date nights and, of course, a special romantic getaway when you can put that into your schedule. So every Sunday, my husband Jim and I sit down for a few minutes, and we schedule the time on our calendar, and it really works wonderfully for us. Each week, we plan an us night in the middle of the week to relax together, and then on our date night, which is on Saturday nights, we take turns implementing. So that's quite simple. The person in charge of planning the date night gets a local paper, and then they find suggestions to run past the other person. If you have kids, this also helps you remind you to schedule child care, or you can have a date night after they've gone to bed. And you can also add a family night, onto your calendar so everyone's happy. So to help you remember what contributes a successful date night, I created an acronym using the word date. So here it goes. D is for dinner. The person in charge of date night either makes it or makes a reservation. A is for atmosphere. Candles, music, a flower, color on the table, or soothing enough atmosphere to talk if it's a restaurant, or to have the kids in bed if it's at home. T is to take turns creating romantic dates and to discuss the choices. E is for enthusiasm, in which you plan the date and also your appreciations of your date and what they plan for you at the table. So if you'd like to tell me a story of how your romantic date nights or romantic getaways have been making you and your mate happier, just email me at cynthia@moderndaygoddess.com. And, you know, I think great date nights, and especially romantic getaways, can contribute to having a wonderful relationship, whether you plan a long trip, a weekend trip, or a short trip. The point is to find a place that fits your time and finances and allows you to get away from it all so you can refresh and celebrate your relationship. Now, I know for many couples, they've told me, and that includes myself, that finding the time to get away isn't an easy thing to do. You know, there's family and children and careers that keep us all quite busy. But that's where if you take the calendar out and discuss with your mate how it can fit into your schedule, it'll help it make it come true. So just schedule the time to research your trip and to also talk about where you'd like to go as well. One thing that's helped me is when I want to go somewhere special, whether it's a restaurant, a hotel, or destination, I often use positive thinking and the law of attraction principle of what you hold in your mind you attract. So to help this along, I place a photo of where I'd like to go on the refrigerator, on my desk, so I can see it each day. And each time I look at the photo, I find myself getting happy about going there in the future. And sure enough, the universe helps me find a way to make it come true. And one of my favorite gifts I often ask my husband, Jim, for my birthday or anniversary is a romantic getaway of a night or two or longer. And then we also plan a romantic overnight for no reason at all and think of it as an extended date night. Or if either one of you has a business trip, you can also add a day or two. Or if you're visiting family out of state, just add a few extra days on. And if you have kids, maybe a family member could watch them and they can have quality time with their relatives. But this is how we ended up at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, where we saw the amazing Beatles, loved by Cirque du Soleil. We were actually in Las Vegas at the Mirage Hotel for my husband Jim's Greek family reunion. So Greek relatives from all over, Chicago, Toronto, Winnipeg, Canada, and of course California, all gathered to celebrate family and the three sisters, or the Yayas, which means Greek grandmother in Greek. And the three loving Greek grandmothers had immigrated to the U.S. from Greece, and they now range in ages 80 on up to 97, and they were totally surrounded by their kids. The sisters were so happy to be with everyone, they started singing Greek songs, and we said opa to all these singing yayas. They were just such a delight. And we had delicious food that was catered by the Mirage, and we also ate at an authentic Greek restaurant in Las Vegas called Opa. And there we dined on authentic Greek food that included grilled octopus and lamb and, of course, Greek salad and delicious Greek pastries. Then we all got up and Greek danced to the live music. It was quite fun. And after the family reunion, we took 2 days for ourselves to see the production of The Beatles, loved by Cirque du Soleil. And then we returned home very renewed and refreshed. So living in California, Jim and I have been to Las Vegas several times, and I have to tell you what a fabulous destination place it is for dining and for destination hotels and, of course, shopping. I shopped with my mother-in-law and sister-in-laws at this amazing fashion show mall, and I also shopped with my husband, Jim, at the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace at Tadashi, where we found my goddess wedding dress that I wore for my Greek island wedding in Santorini, Greece. As for romantic dining, during our Las Vegas trips, we've enjoyed the Eiffel Tower restaurant, which is a replica of the Eiffel Tower and is on the 11th floor of the Paris Hotel. It has this panoramic view, and you can also watch the Bellagio Hotel water fountain show. And the menu, of course, is French, and we had delicious seafood and lamb. At the Venetian Hotel, we took a romantic gondola ride down the Grand Canal that made us feel as if we were in Venice. And what I love about Las Vegas is if you're staying at a destination hotel like the Mirage, like we did, you can go to dinner and a show without ever leaving the hotel. So let me tell you about the Mirage. It's a AAA four-diamond Polynesian paradise. And I just love the lobbies, orchid gardens, and waterfalls. Great place to take photos. And in 1989, the Mirage introduced the concept of destination resort to the whole Las Vegas Strip. And it recently underwent a stunning renovation that includes restaurants created by the world's most acclaimed designers and menus by top chefs. The Mirage has 10 restaurants that range from casual to upscale and from like steakhouses, which is Kokomo's, to the contemporary Chinese with Finn, to Italian with Onda Restaurant and Wine Lounge. There's also the Beatle Revolution Lounge, which was inspired by the spirit of the Beatles and created by Cirque du Soleil, which has an Abbey Road bar. And a lot of people love taking photos in the word revolution, which is spelt out, which is really fun. And you can check out that hotel and restaurant at themirage.com if you want to see more about that. For our romantic evening at the Mirage, we ate at the upscale Undone, and that totally combines classic rustic cuisine with American innovation and has a wonderful atmosphere, quite romantic. It was voted best Italian restaurant, and it's also known for its wine lounge where you can enjoy wine and these artisan cheeses. The seafood was heavenly. I had a sea bass with spinach and tomato and artichokes, and my husband had baked halibut Sicilian style, which had olives and capers and tomatoes. And it was one of the freshest fish that I had ever tasted, really delicious. And I have to say, Las Vegas is the place to go to see shows. You know, I'm originally from Connecticut, and we would go to New York. But I would have to say that Las Vegas is just as spectacular with the shows that they offer. And now that I live on the West Coast, I'm so delighted that it's here. In the past, we've seen comedian Rita Rudner, who has a really funny, sweet demeanor, and she's performing at Harrah's, Las Vegas. At the Mirage, there's also Danny Gans, who's a singer, comedian, impressionist, and actor, and he's being called, you know, Entertainer of the Year in Las Vegas. And, of course, you have the Beatles' Love at the Mirage by Cirque du Soleil. When we were in town, we also saw Zumanity, which is, you know, the sensual side of Cirque du Soleil, and that's at New York Hotel. And it's a provocative, adult-themed cabaret-style production with acrobatics and fun and all those touches of comedy. There's front-row couches for couples, and we really enjoyed reading the menu at the Zumanity Erotica Cafe that offered aphrodisiac foods because, you know, it said that sharing food with another human being is an intimate act that should not be indulged in lightly. Some of the items they offered were Casanova's Delight. That was, you know, blue corn-dusted oysters and endives with saffron, aioli, and chili oil. And the description said, you know, Casanova was the world's greatest lover who ate 50 oysters a day, so you've got some catching up to do. But that just kind of demonstrates the humor of Zumanity. And out of all the shows in Las Vegas, I would have to say that the most incredible show we've seen is The Beatles by Cirque du Soleil Love, which totally celebrates the passion and inspiring music of their timeless recordings. And we're going to be going to break now. But, you know, when we return, I'm going to be talking with publicist Kara Luttrell from Cirque du Soleil about the show The Beatles Love. So I'm Cynthia Dedona, your Romancing the Table host, and we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4259, 800-380-4259. Save up to $100 now. 800-380-4259, 800-380-4259.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dedona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island. island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. And I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess and the Romancing Table food blog, which you can check out at moderndaygoddess.com. We're talking about all our romantic getaways, which my husband and I had in Las Vegas, where we saw the Beatles' Love from Cirque du Soleil at the Mirage Hotel. And you can check out this show and other Cirque du Soleil shows at www.cirquedusoleil.com. And I'm very delighted to introduce to you the Cirque du Soleil publicist, Kara Luttrell, is going to talk to us about the Beatles' Love. Welcome, Kara.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you. You know, my husband Jim and I had the most incredible time at the show. By the end, we felt as if we had actually spent time with the Beatles, and we wanted them to come back, and we were a bit teary-eyed when it was all over.
It is a very emotional show.
It is. It's just so beautiful. And I'd love to play a piece of music from it, from Here Comes the Sun, so which was beautifully performed with female acrobats and twinkling candles. So if our engineer will play that for us, I'd love our audience to hear that.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Oh, so beautiful. It just totally took us back, and the interpretations were so great. I mean, here were female acrobats swinging through the air and twinkling lights, and I just felt as if it was just a magical experience. Can you say what the inspiration was for The Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil and how it was created?
Absolutely. You know, Cirque du Soleil is a creation that is co-produced by Apple Corporation, which is the Beatles company. And it celebrates the musical legacy of the Beatles. It's presented exclusively at the Mirage. And, you know, this is the first time that Apple Corporation agreed to a major theatrical partnership. The project itself was born out of a personal friendship between the late George Harrison and Cirque du Soleil's founder, Guy Laliberté. So for the show itself, you know, Dominique Champagne is our director, who wrote the original concept for the show. And essentially he explained his vision for love as, you know, he wanted to create a Beatles experience rather than a Beatles story. So it's really an emotional journey rather than a chronological one. And, you know, it highlights the band's experiences over the years that they performed, as well as the lyrics of the music.
Absolutely. And I would love to, I read, he put a little message, a word from the director, Dominique Champagne, and I would just love to read this about his own journey. And it said, when I first started to work on this project in 2004, I felt like a kid in a candy store. I was given access to the master recordings of all 196 songs the Beatles ever recorded, with the invaluable collaboration of, course, Sir George Martin and his son, Giles. I studied the Beatles' lyrics and realized their career started with a love song and ended with a love song. Therefore, Love was the obvious choice for the title of the show. In choosing the songs that would be featured in Love, a lot of juggling was involved. Some titles were unavoidable. However, we wanted to push the experience further and offer even the most diehard Beatles fans an experience like no other. Throughout the creation process, I tried to be as sincere as possible so that sincerity would touch and move the audiences. I wanted to be as simple as the Beatles' music is.
I aim to capture the loneliness of a creator on a naked stage while building a song and build a universe around him. I aim to illustrate the fragility of a song like a bubble or a dream that floats. Love is a tribute to that creativity, the spirit, and the passion of the Beatles. It brings the focus to the universe rather than their story or their career. It is an emotional journey into their music rather than a chronological one, and it celebrates the evolution of the Beatles' legacy and culture. This is my parade, my rock and roll poem, my dream of the Beatles. Peace and love, Dominique Champagne. Wow. And, I mean, what would you say, how would you describe love? I loved, there was one description you gave me, which you said it was IMAX for the ears.
Well, you know, there's over 6,000 speakers in the theater. There's three speakers alone in each seat. So the listening experience is extremely powerful. It's in 5.1, so, it's unlike anything you've ever heard. And to, you know, use Dominique saying a rock and roll poem, it's really what love is about. You know, he describes it as a magical mystery tour into the heart and soul of the Beatles' music, you know, through an exploration of the aesthetic, political, and spiritual trends of the 60s. So, you know, love's inspired by the poetry of the lyrics, and the creative team designed a series of scenes and characters and costumes surrounding those lyrics.
Absolutely. And what was fascinating about the speakers was that a lot of the tracks are separated out, so it was very enjoyable. Like, you could really hear the finest quality of music, like nothing ever before had I ever heard the Beatles in that way, which was really amazing. Now, I know there was also a one-year anniversary with the premiere that was hosted by Larry King. Can you tell us what that was like?
Absolutely. You know, Larry King and his wife and sons came to see Love, I don't know, maybe 6-7 months ago, before our anniversary. Our anniversary was June 2006 is when we premiered, but the anniversary was 2007. And he really was inspired by the show. He, you know, had interviewed our owner, Guy LaLiberté, before, and really felt compelled to do something with the show. And it's really hard for the show to leave the theater to really capture the message and the, you know, the visuals of the show. So Larry King's production came to Vegas and broadcasted via the Beatles Revolution Lounge, which you mentioned earlier. And it was just a really special moment. I mean, I've met and been in the presence of Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney, Yoko Ono, and Olivia Harrison before, but seeing them sit down with Larry King and being interviewed, it was just so special. Mm-hmm. And that day before the Larry King broadcast, we dedicated the theater to George Harrison and John Lennon. We have two plaques that we dedicated, which are up in our lobby now. And that whole unveiling was just part of the beginning of the Larry King broadcast, which if you can get a clip of it, you can see that it was part of it. And it was just a really casual but special way to dedicate the theater to them.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah, I've read the transcripts, which you can get online. And also, like you said, I think there's clips on YouTube, which I'm going to put on my blog as well. And how amazing. I mean, I'm sure McCartney and Ringo must have really loved it.
I mean, everyone, all of, you know, the Beatles living and the Widows and Apple Corporation as a whole, they're our partners in the show. So they were a part of the creation process, you know, approving scenes and giving their input into the music that was selected. And, you know, the Beatles producer, Sir George Martin, and his son, Giles Martin, did the whole score for Love. And so, you know, they've all been a part of the creative process. So they've seen the show in various stages, and coming back a year later, they've seen how the show's just really grown and evolved. And the show is the same, in theory, when it was, you know, presented a year ago at the Mirage, but it's just really blossomed, and the artists have just really grown into their role. And I think they all, you know, Paul, Ringo, Yoko, and Olivia saw that and, you know, are just moved by it.
Absolutely. And seeing the show with my husband Jim was really special to him, because he had met McCartney when he was traveling as a student out of high school, and he had walked past McCartney's house. It was back then, before security measures, it was listed in a book. And there was Paul taking the trash out. And he stopped and talked to Jim and signed autographs, and just was such a lovely, you know,
everyday person, but the Beatles as a whole, truly, as Larry King said, that they changed the world with their music and lyrics, and just so moving. And I, in the transcripts, I read what Olivia Harrison said she thought George Harrison would have liked about it. I know Olivia was a big part of the brainstorming process, but she said, "I think George would have loved it. I just know he would. I know that he loves Cirque du Soleil. You know, Cirque du Soleil is a very romantic thing, and he was a very romantic person. I know he would have enjoyed it." So that's, I do find Cirque du Soleil a very wonderful, romantic thing to do together. And how would you describe Cirque du Soleil as a whole?
Well, you know, we're an international entertainment company, and we were founded in Quebec in 1984. So our mission statement really is to invoke the imagination, provoke the senses, and evoke the emotions of people around the world. So, you know, we're world-renowned for our distinct brand and theatrical entertainment. And in Las Vegas specifically, we have 5 shows. We have Mystère at Treasure Island, O at the Bellagio, Zumanity, which you saw, which is the sensual side of Cirque du Soleil. That's yeah. presented at the New York Hotel and Casino. We have Ka at MGM Grand, and then Love, which we're talking about today, at the Mirage.
Right. And how, I love their wonderful history. What's so amazing to me is I saw Cirque du Soleil, probably their first show back in the 90s, and you and I talked about that, where it was a tent in the parking lot. And now it's just incredible how it's expanded. And can you tell us how it started? I love the little history behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in 1984, Quebec was celebrating its 450th anniversary, and Guy Laliberté proposed the first Cirque du Soleil show for the celebration of Quebec's anniversary. So that's, you know, where we first performed, and he came to Las Vegas and the Mirage and convinced Steve Wynn to let us set up a tent in the parking lot, and we performed La Nouvelle Expérience. And which was completely successful, and Steve Wynn said, you know, this guy is onto something. And in 1993, Mystère debuted at Treasure Island, and it's, you know, still going strong to this day. It's really remarkable. Mystère really is our classic Cirque du Soleil show. It's lots of bright colors and great costumes and acrobatics, and it's sort of a dream, lots of imagery. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so we're going to go to break, and I think I appreciate for sharing everything that you've done, you know, or told us about today. So thank you so much, Kara.
You're
and
welcome.
We've been talking with Kara Luttrell, the publicist with Cirque du Soleil, about the Beatles' love at the Mirage. And you can check out the Cirque du Soleil shows, and especially the Beatles' love, at www.cirquedusoleil.com. I'm Cynthia Dedona, your Romancing the Table host, and we'll be right back where we're going to talk with Four Seasons sous chef Tori Martindale.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Ever wonder what are the favorite travel destinations of the Hollywood jet set? Where do celebrities like to go when they aren't walking the red carpet? Tune in to Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with President of Traveras, David Manning, and Lisa O'Hurley, golf aficionado and wife of actor John O'Hurley. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa talk with well-known actors, sports celebrities, and entertainment insiders to find out about their favorite travel destinations and what they recommend. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa also offer up feature vacations each week and last-minute deals for your next getaway. Find out what's new and exciting in the travel industry, as well as how to raise money for your nonprofit organizations while enjoying a wonderful vacation. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with David Manning and Lisa O'Hurley broadcasts each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, your inside look into celebrities and travel.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Islands Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess on the Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out at www.moderndaygoddess.com. Today's show is on romantic getaways that my husband Jim and I have been exploring, and we had a fabulous one in Las Vegas. We just finished talking with Carol Luttrell from the Cirque du Soleil from the Beatles' Love, which we saw at the Mirage Hotel, and we also had an amazing time right here in our own town at the Santa Barbara, at the Four Seasons Resort, the Biltmore Santa Barbara. I want to tell you a little bit about this resort. The Four Seasons Resort Biltmore is just really gorgeous and can be described as a Spanish colonial treasure that was built in 1927 but just had this huge, comprehensive and detailed $240 million renovation. So that definitely makes for a gorgeous hotel. And it was, you know, owner Ty Warner's vision of restoring the hotel back to its glamour and grandeur of, you know, returning it to the jewel of the American Riviera. And there's just breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean and Santa Ynez Mountains, and it's situated on the American Riviera. So the hotel has these red roof-type tiles and ivory adobe and really graceful archways, and it's a perfect place for a luxurious and intimate retreat. My husband and I had a beautiful couples massage in a gorgeous massage treatment room called the Rose Room. And there was a fireplace there, a bathtub, and ocean views, and you could hear all the waves during the massage. I had a hot stone massage that was delightful, and my husband had a Swedish massage. And it's really nice to look over and see your partner, you know, being relaxing and just, you know, and you're also having a massage at the same time. So it was so nice. And we had this spectacular view of Bougainvillea and the Pacific Ocean. We could hear the waves lapping against the shore. And even the waiting room was gorgeous. I mean, we sat in there for a few hours afterwards and had tea, and we just enjoyed being relaxed and looking at each other. We also had dinner at the Bella Vista, which is a total first-class romantic event. You know, our presentation by the sous chef Tori Martindale was true artistry, and it was in this beautiful California atmosphere. You know, we saw a beautiful sunset. You know, we were surrounded by palm trees through the windows, which we could see, and there's a fireplace, and then we saw a full moon. Just really beautiful. You can also dine outside, and they have heated floors, so you're always nice and warm. And you truly feel as if you're on the Mediterranean coast because you can see the ocean. And then on Friday and Saturday nights, they also have a wonderful band that you can dance to. Now, our menu was really delicious. We had seafood that was just heavenly, and we had this delicious heirloom soup that was just fabulous, too. So I want to talk to the chef,
Tori Martindale, who's the sous chef at Bella Vista, and I'd like to welcome him. Hi, Tori.
Hi, how are you doing today, Cynthia?
How are you doing? We had such an amazing meal there. We're still thinking about it.
I know. It was enjoyable, actually, to get out and chat with you.
I know. I know. As chefs, you're usually back in the kitchen. You don't even know how your food's doing out there, which I'm sure is always delicious.
Absolutely.
And it was just so great. Can you describe for the audience what we ate? I mean, I know we had the delicious heirloom soup.
Yeah, you had the chilled heirloom tomato soup.
And then we had...
You had a monkfish risotto, I believe we made for you.
Yes, a tasting of that was divine.
And I believe you had a Chilean sea bass and a duck, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that was it. It was so good. And how would you describe the cuisine at Bella Vista?
In Bella Vista, we shoot for a California-style cuisine that reflects a lot of things like farmer's market and like wine country and all the products that we can get locally. So you get that really very similar to what you like to talk about in Mediterranean food.
Yes.
And, which I think California cuisine is very similar to.
I totally agree, and I'm a very passionate advocate of those cuisines. I feel they're we know the Mediterranean is one of the healthiest in the world, and so is the California cuisine. Not only does it taste great, but you'll feel great afterwards, which is good for romance.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What would you say you wish people to experience if they come to the restaurant and taste the cuisine you've prepared?
Well, what we really like to do is when we see a couple in, we always ask if there's a special occasion or if there's a specific reason why they're dining, and then we kind of focus in on that, and we try and go out and meet with the people and talk with them, and if we can, we sometimes send out extra dishes. You know, it gives the kitchen a chance to play a little bit, and it creates a beautiful atmosphere. You know, you're getting something special that's not necessarily on the menu. Especially for people like anniversaries and birthdays, and we always like to send out a nice little plate that has like chocolates and has happy anniversary written on it. And it really gives a personalized touch to people when they're dining there.
Oh, absolutely! And the desserts are just spectacular. I mean, the presentation and the taste is just heavenly. I always love asking chefs, you know, what made you first become passionate about getting into the culinary arts and, you know, luxury hospitality? And tell us a little bit about your background, too.
Certainly. Well, I'm from British Columbia, Canada. And, you know, growing up as a child, I was always watching that show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach on TV. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. You know, they go into the restaurants and they show the chefs. And it was a very grand idea. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to become a chef. Of course, not having any idea what I was in store for, really. But farther down the line, you know, you get into the industry, and it really is a passionate career. It's not an easy career, I'm sure a lot of people have learned, but if you have a passion for it, it totally envelops your life. So once I became a chef in Vancouver, Canada with the Four Seasons, I've stayed with the company for about 13 years, and I've traveled to about 4 different countries just working with different chefs and different foods, and it really helps drive your passion when you get to try all these different types of cuisine.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. And what, like, when you create a dish, what is your inspiration? Is it something that you saw or tasted or read? Or I always love hearing what's behind an inspiration of a chef.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of chefs use different bits of media, but a lot of it we go through magazines and see what's, you know, in the market currently and what people are doing at other restaurants. And then we'll focus on, like, one particular thing, for example, whether it's duck or if we're getting into fall, a type of cooking, and we'll just start developing a dish like a picture, and we'll start matching up flavors. But we usually look at books like Food Art, Art Culinaire is another very good one.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to get those.
Yeah, they're higher-end culinary magazines, you know, that are out there. And then every now and then you get, like, Food and Wine and Gourmet and Sever and all these other magazines. But, you know, you flip through them quickly and you just take up little bits and we start mixing together a picture in our head of what we'd like to create.
Absolutely. Now, I know Martin Frost is the executive chef. Do all of you gather and kind of try out different things and have different chefs, you know, share it with each other and say, what do you think? Or
Every time actually we go through a menu change, We all sit down, the sous chefs and the executive chef, and we start talking about the ideas of what we'd like to change on the menu. And then actually some dishes will develop, one thing from each of the chefs will come up with a dish, and we'll start pulling it apart and adding different things, and the chef will say, no, I don't like this, or, you know, I really like that, what else can we do with that? And we end up building a pretty good menu every season change.
Absolutely. Yum. So it changes with the seasons, too, which, you know, given the California cuisine and the farmer's market, really, that's so fun. So that someone that comes to visit the restaurant, if they come back at a different time, there'll be some new twist to the menu, right?
Absolutely. Like, now we're getting into the fall season. You know, we're tomatoes is not the big thing anymore. It's now we're getting into the colder season, so we got a lot more root vegetables, and you know, like apples are in now instead of peaches, and you know, just everything starts to change. So we start changing the way we're cooking things now as well. So we start looking at like braised items, different dishes that have like legumes and stuff like that. That's a little bit more rich, which you're trying to stay away from in the summertime, because the summertime you want light, soft, explosive flavors.
Absolutely, and we, our dessert, I'm looking at it right now, was mango and lychee panna cotta blackberry gelée.
Yeah.
And then my husband had dark chocolate souffle with vanilla cream anglaise raspberry coulis sauce.
Yes, the
I think that
are
should
amazing.
Be, those two should be illegal. But it was very good. I felt the mango and lychee, because it was so much fruit, that it was truly calorie-free and guilt-free, and it was just the presentation, which I'm going to post the pictures up on the blog and everything from that. And since my show is Romancing the Table, and it's about people enjoying, you know, how food connects us all, what role do you think food plays in bringing people together?
Well, it's such a great experience when you're having a beautiful dinner, and especially when you're in a scenario like the night you guys were there, when the moon was coming up and you're on the water, and you get such a feeling of profound happiness. And when you're with someone special, it really creates moments that you remember back to and you reflect back to. So 5 years down the road, you go, oh, remember that anniversary dinner we had at Bella Vista? Do you remember that? And I was like, and you can start pulling the details up, and you start thinking about the food, and it's great to do that. I mean, as a chef especially, getting to go out into the restaurant and see the results of what you're doing is truly rewarding.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also love recreating it when I go back home. My whole show is about that, how food creates memories. And we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, we'd love you to share the heirloom soup recipe. Actually, I have it here, so I can share it too. But we'd love to share that with the audience. So
absolutely.
We'll be going to break. We're talking with Tori Martindale, sous chef at the Four Seasons Biltmore Bella Vista Restaurant, and I'm Cynthia the Dodona, your Romancing the Table host, and we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
You need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
urinary
biopsy.
VMA MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Want pure inspiration and great ideas for action? Want to become successful beyond your hopes and dreams? Then tune in to Millionaire Mentor with best-selling author, one of the world's leading women entrepreneurs, and host, Luann Mitchell-Halter. Luann and her guests, all masters of global inspiration, share their secrets to manifesting and positive daily mental exercise principles. From how to get affordable health care to billionaire mentality and bankrupt no more imagery, Millionaire Mentor dares you to live the life you love and love the life you live. Millionaire Mentor with Luann Mitchell-Halter broadcasts each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Millionaire Mentor, achieve your greatest heights.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with modern day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess on the Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out at moderndaygoddess.com. And today's show is on romantic getaways. And my husband, Jim, and I had a fabulous time in Las Vegas where we saw The Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil. And we also had an amazing time right here in our own town at the Four Seasons Biltmore Santa Barbara, where we had a delicious meal at the Bella Vista restaurant that was so romantic. And we also had a wonderful couple spa experience in a treatment room that overlooked the ocean. And we've been talking with Tori Martindale, who is the sous chef at Bella Vista, all about the menu. And we had an incredible chilled heirloom tomato soup. And I would love Tori to share that on air. Hi, Tori.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you so much. You know, I also will post this on my blog, but some of the listeners say they want the recipes right away.
Oh, fantastic.
So they can write it down. And this soup was just so delicious. I could have had several bowls of it, and I think it's a home cook could make it. So if you would read the recipe for us, you can. This is your chance to do a recipe recital.
Wow, fantastic. Well, it's really a delightful soup because in the summertime when we get the really nice heirloom tomatoes, you get the really full, ripe, sweet flavors of the tomatoes. We do a two-tone soup. It's yellow and red heirloom tomatoes. We use Brandywines for the red. And the yellow, I'm not sure what the name is, but it's a similar tomato, but it's a very rich yellow tomato soup, tomato. We put them in pans, with extra virgin olive oil and some sliced shallots, and, we put them in the oven to roast. Now we roast them for about 20 minutes or so, and the skin starts to brown slightly, and they get that nice roasted aroma to them. And very simply, we just take them and we run them through the juicer and chill them. And it preserves all that fresh, incredible flavor of the tomato.
Mm.
So we got the basil and the olive oil and a little bit of the shallots and the tomato, and it's just juiced. We season it with a little salt and white pepper. And then when we plate it up, we pour it into the bowl from two separate pouring jugs on opposite ends of the bowl, so you get a two-tone color with a line right down the middle of the soup. Now, to garnish that, it's actually we have a bit of a unique...
Yes,
garnish.
Please explain this. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot of these little foam decor in restaurants. And
mm-hmm.
Is that a new trend?
it's been going on for actually quite a while, the foaming. Now, cooks have started to play with some more exciting ingredients that used to be left to the chemical engineers in food, you know, in
yeah.
food science. But now it's like something so simple. We take lecithin, which is a soy product, that helps to emulsify, and we put a little bit of powdered lecithin in young coconut water, and we just tell all you do is you take a whisk and you agitate it up, and it creates a foam that holds its shape, so that you just scoop off the foam, and all it is the coconut water. So it's a very clean, very fresh taste, especially with the tomatoes, and it brings out the flavor of the tomatoes even more.
It did, really, because the flavor was so rich. And I have one question. For home cooks, if they don't have a juicer, can they put this in the blender?
Yeah, you could run it through a blender. You'd want to put it through a sieve of some sort, so you'd pull out all the seeds.
Ah, okay.
But once you sieve it, yeah, absolutely.
Great. And
absolutely.
Then if they didn't have lecithin, it would still taste delicious as
oh,
well.
Oh, absolutely.
But it
yeah.
sounds so good. May I read the recipe specifically for that you had given me for our people who want to jot this down?
Absolutely.
I have the creator here on the phone, too. Okay. So you take 2 red heirloom tomatoes, 2 yellow heirloom tomatoes, 5 French shallots, 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 2 large stems of basil, salt and pepper, water from 1 Thai coconut. Now, if I can't find a Thai coconut, may I just use coconut water that I may purchase somewhere?
You can. Or most grocery stores actually have it. It's the young Thai coconut is the one that's white, and it
okay.
has the outside peeled off. It looks like a little missile head, you know, when you see it in the store wrapped up.
Oh, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're quite common.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic. And then 1 tablespoon, I think, of powdered lecithin. Or is that teaspoon?
Yeah, 1 teaspoon.
One teaspoon of powdered lecithin. My dad would approve because he used to have us take lecithin when we were young.
there you
and
are.
It made us very healthy. Our hair would grow really nicely, really healthy. And 1 ounce of rainbow microgreens. So that would be like the little, is that like the little sprouts?
It is. It's the little sprouts, and they, a multitude of different herbs, and they mix them all together, these little tiny sprout lettuces.
Yes, I have seen those. So terrific. This is such a delight to discuss the recipe with the chef. So it's like you're right in the kitchen making with me. And so it says, in 2 separate pans, separate the red and yellow tomatoes. Slice up the shallots and basil and spread evenly over both pans of tomatoes. And then drizzle olive oil over the tomatoes. And then roast in a 375-degree Fahrenheit oven for 20 minutes. Remove the pans of tomatoes and allow it to cool. And pass the contents of each pan through a juicer. First the yellow and then the red. Now, they're separate, of course, right?
Of course, yes.
Separate. Season both soup purees with salt and white pepper. Place both red and yellow soups into pour spout jugs and refrigerate for 2 to 4 hours. And if you don't have the juicer, you can use that in the blender, but make sure you put it through a sieve. And when plating the soup, pour both colors simultaneously slowly in opposite ends of the soup bowl. And you could use, like, little gravy boats to do that? Or
absolutely, yes. Gravy boats are most likely what most home cooks would have, and that works just perfectly fine.
Terrific. And I'm going to put a photo up because 1 half was yellow and the other half was red, which was a delight. And then to garnish the mix, mix the lecithin into the young coconut oil and froth with a whisk. Allow 20 seconds for the bubbles to sit on top and skin off a small bit of foam from the center of the soup, and then place a small amount of microgreens in the middle to garnish. And then it says it serves how many people? 5 plates or 5 people?
About 5 people. Yeah, I imagine you'd get about 5 good bowls of soup with about 4 pounds of tomatoes. Yeah.
Could you make this a little ahead in the morning and then serve it since it's chilled? Or is
absolutely,
it better?
Absolutely, yeah. Once it's in the refrigerator and you have it sealed up, it'll last for a couple of days.
Oh, how delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very, very delicious. And we can all fare like a gourmet chef from the Four Seasons of the Bella Vista. I also ask people on my show if they have, we have like a few minutes left, if they have their own personal memory of when they remembered a good time around the table. Do you remember something, you know, whether it was with your family or a loved one or an event you were serving or... just wondering, I just love hearing, you know, when you think back and you were saying how food connects us all and there's memories and just wondering if you have one.
Certainly. You know, I really like to think back years ago when we'd have Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Canadian Thanksgiving was this last Monday.
Yes, it was. That's right.
That's right. So, and you know, every year everyone comes in and gets together and you see all their cousins and aunts and uncles and you have your turkey dinner and talk about, you know, stories about how everyone's been doing over the last few years. And that's really great, you know, when you get together on holidays like that and see family that you don't really see very often.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And what would you serve? What do you serve at Thanksgiving dinner?
It's very similar to the American Thanksgiving. It's usually turkey, sometimes a bit and ham, and sweet potatoes, and the cranberry sauce, and a lot of things like that. I usually have an argument with my mother about how to cook the turkey, because
I'm an advocate of breaking the turkey apart and cooking it in separate bits, and she demands to cook the whole turkey right from scratch all together. So,
how wonderful. It's still, even when there's chefs in the family. Well, I'll be coming to you for the Thanksgiving turkey test.
Fantastic.
So, wonderful. Well, it looks like we're coming to an end, but Tori, it was just such a delight to speak with you and hear all about, you know, Bella Vista and about food and your passion for food. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you for being a guest. And we've been talking with Tori Martindale from the Bella Vista Restaurant at the Four Seasons Biltmore here in Santa Barbara, California. And I also want to thank our other guest, Tara Luttrell, who is the publicist at Cirque du Soleil, and she was talking to us about the Beatles Love, presented by Cirque du Soleil at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, and it was just... Both places have been amazing getaways for us. If you want to know more about the Biltmore, the Four Seasons, you can go to thefourseasons.com and find out about the Santa Barbara Resort as well as all the other hotels they have as well. So I'm Cynthia Dedona, and if you enjoy the show, please tell your friends. They can hear a replay and go to my website, moderndaygoddess.com, for direct access to the show and to read my Romancing the Table blog. So until then... I'm your host for Romancing the Table, Cynthia Dedona, a celebration of life, love, and food. And remember, food shared with love brings joy and connection to the heart. Thanks for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dedona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Go to moderndaygoddess.com to read Cynthia's popular romantic food and travel blog with recipes, or order her top-selling book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess. And we'll see you right back here next week.